Last week in the lab took place in Jordan and was graced by royal presence, Her Royal Highness Princess Soumaya bint al-Hassan. With her team, had organized this year's World Science Forum. And the topic was Science for Peace, and it was really a fantastic conference. There were about 3,000 people, so it was fairly big, but somehow it felt intimate enough to feel at home, and I've met a number of very interesting people. One of the highlights for me was the screening of a short film, Science in Exile, about academics who had to move because of conflict, and the people in host countries who gave them new opportunities. They both featured in that film. And it's a 35-minute film and really well done and moving in a good way. And it will be screened at a number of science events in the next few months. So if you might be interested in organizing an event, let me know and I can get you in touch with the film team. In the meantime, at home, both Sherminka and Revati, two of the doctoral students in the lab, got their research approved by the University Ethics Committee, and which is always a big milestone. So I've been celebrating from afar, and we're looking forward to the next steps of those two projects. On the one hand, the Ear for Recovery study for Sherminka, and Revati is working in India with children and young people exposed to both poverty and disaster.